Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you for this beautiful fall evening around fair time. We just turn this meeting over to you. We just thank you for guiding us through this budget process. It's almost to a conclusion for this year. Grant us wisdom in making these decisions, and thank you for those that have participated in this process. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Take it away from the employees. It must be their fault.
Dr. Carl Johnson, and myself to determine what would be the favorable impact of this new valuation on our tax rate. We have previously taken the most conservative position and based our proposed rate on an assumption of the lowest figure, $232 million. We didn't want to set a tax rate that later turned out to be based on a valuation that was later defeated in a lawsuit. Since we now have a firm power plant value of $350 million for the current year, we can set a tax rate based on this figure. I believe we can achieve the budget goals for the coming year with a rate of 41.82 cents per $100 of valuation. 41.82 up from 41.52. I'd love for the headline to read, County holds the line on taxes, but the $41.82 is as tight as I feel comfortable, and I hope that you will accept this. That said, our power plant continues to face multiple negative forces. Please remember this next year when the Commissioner's Court might again have to deal with yet another devaluation. We'll continue to pray that the forces working against coal-fired plants will diminish. But come next year, we'll start the process over again. But again, we will still use common sense and our best judgment. Anyone else?
Well, I don't believe it for a minute that there's not a lot of waste in the county that we couldn't make cuts in expenses. It's just not possible to keep raising taxes. And of course, you're not only a little bit this year, but any raise is ridiculous. In my book, and we've raised it 22.47% in the last 3 years, 4 years. And so this is a, you know, we can always say, well, we always came in if the employees all show up in uniform and not try to make any reductions in our expenses. And I think that it's just, we don't make the point that retirement cutting 50 cents, and I know that's over with, that's going to be a continuous thing. They're going to adjust those figures every single year to 2029. So there's a lot of places other than that we could make some reductions in cost to try to save the taxpayers some money. Instead of them taking it the last 4 years, they can take it on the chin. And I think it'd be wrong to raise it at any point. And I'm not the way your taxes are all until we've got some expenses, and then if we can't do it, we can raise the taxes.
This 41.82 that you're proposing, is that to give a few people a raise? Is that my understanding?
That will include that. I was going to go into those details at our final meeting on Monday. However, I'll be glad to discuss it now if you like.
Well, I certainly don't think it's fair to give a separate people a raise and not to hold everybody working for the county. If I was an employee, you give separate people a raise and not the rest of them be staying up there Monday morning. All kind of things. I just don't think it's fair when you pick out a few and give them a raise. That's just not the way you mean if you operate a business.
Yeah, I understand your feelings there, and I respect that. I believe that we're dealing with a unique situation in that circumstance.
And I don't think we are. I think that, you know, every office up here is unique in its operation. So, you know, and I'm not talking about the sheriff. I think they need to raise it. And I'm not just looking down on y'all. And I don't have a problem with y'all getting a raise. I think everybody else needs to be more honest. I'm not just the sheriff department.
Okay, anyone else? Anyone else from the public like to make a statement? All right. I have nothing else to say. No other comments up here, and I will once again say thank you for coming, for those of you that have come, and good rental to the article. I'm sure that helped with these fears. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if anyone here may. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.